This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Breaking news, special coverage of the Kavanaugh hearings and Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, California professor, being questioned before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Republicans have an outside counsel that is asking the questions, who's a professional. The Democrats are asking the questions themselves. You missed Dianne Feinstein. That's all you missed, because right after the break, Dianne Feinstein took over and didn't ask anything you wouldn't expect. But this was an interesting exchange. Here's
how are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. So just basic memory functions, and also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes, that neurotransmitter encodes memories into the hippocampus, and so the trauma-related experience then is kind of locked there, whereas other details kind of drift.
So what you are telling us is this could not be a case of mistaken identity.
Absolutely not.
Okay, the answer there from Dr. Ford. Let's go back now to the questioning, which picks up right before we left off, where they were going through a number of documents to say, you know, is this right? Oh, I need to correct the record. Oh, that was a change there. Going through some things that that she had said. Here we'll pick up this up live again right now.
On the fact that you said you went there pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall prior to getting there, so I'm only talking about up to the gathering,
okay,
had you had anything to drink?
Not at all.
Okay. Were you on any sort of medication?
None.
Okay. Do you recall knowing before you went who was going to be at that gathering?
I recall that expecting that Mark Judge and Leland would be at that gathering.
Okay. Do you recall an expectation that Brett Kavanaugh would be there?
I don't recall that, whether or not I expected that.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the gathering up from the time you arrived till right when you went up the stairs, just that period of time, okay? Mm-hmm. What was the atmosphere like at the gathering?
Mr. Kavanaugh and Mr. Judge were extremely inebriated. They had clearly been drinking prior, and the other people at the party were not. The living room.
Can I ask you just to follow up on that? When you said it was clear that they had been drinking prior, do you mean prior to the time you had gotten there, or prior to the time they had arrived?
Prior to the time that they arrived. I don't recall who arrived first, though, whether it was me or them.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. So I recall that I can sketch a floor plan. I recall that it was a sparsely furnished, fairly modest living room. And it was not really a party, like the news has made it sound. It was not. It was just a gathering that I assumed was going to lead to a party later on that those boys would attend, because they tended to have parties later at night than I was allowed to stay out. So it was kind of a pre-gathering.
Was it loud?
No, not in the living room.
Besides the music that you've described that was playing in the bedroom, was there any other music or television or anything like that that was adding?
No.
Okay, so there wasn't a stereo playing downstairs?
No.
Okay.
Senator Lady, Dr. Ford, thank you for being here. Mr. Chairman, you know, the way to make this inquiry truly credible is to do what we've always done when new information about a nominee comes to light. To use your words this morning, you want to reach the truth. The easy way to do that, ask the FBI to investigate. It's what we've always done. Let them investigate, report back to us. The same applies to the serious allegations. made by Deborah Ramirez and Julie Swetnick. Let's have a nonpartisan professional investigation and then take the time to have these witnesses testify. Chairman, you and I were both here 27 years ago. At that time, the Senate failed Anita Hill. I said I believed her, but I'm concerned that we're doing a lot less for these three women today. That's my personal view. Now, Dr. Ford, no matter what happens with this hearing today, no matter what happens with this nomination, I know, and I hear from so many in my own state of Vermont, there are millions of victims and survivors out there who've been inspired by your courage. I am. Bravery is contagious. Indeed, that's the driving force behind the Me Too movement. And you sharing your story is going to have a lasting, positive impact on so many survivors in our country. We owe you a debt of gratitude for that, Doctor. Now, some senators have suggested you were simply mixed up about who assaulted you. An ally of Judge Kavanaugh in the White House even promoted a wild theory about a Kavanaugh lookalike. You immediately rejected that theory, as did the innocent man who had been called that lookalike. In fact, he sent a letter to this committee forcefully rejecting this absurd theory. I ask consent to enter that in the record.
Without objection.
Now, how did you know Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge? And is it possible that you would mix them up with somebody else?
No, it is not. And the person that was blamed for the incident is actually the person who introduced me to them originally. So he was a member of Columbia Country Club, and I don't want to talk about him because I think it's unfair, but he is the person that introduced me to them.
But you would not mix up somebody else with Brett Kavanaugh, is that correct?
Correct.
Or Mark Judge?
Correct.
Well, then let's go back to the incident. What is the strongest memory you have? Strongest memory of the incident, something that you cannot forget. Take whatever time you need.
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter. The uproarious laughter between the two. And they're having fun at my expense.
You've never forgotten that laughter. You've never forgotten them laughing at you.
They were laughing with each other.
And you were the object of the laughter?
I was, you know, underneath one of them while the two laughed. Two friends having a really good time with one another.
Let me enter into the record a statement by the National Task Force to End Domestic Violence.
Without objection, so ordered.
And a letter from 24 members of the House of Representatives urging the committee to use the NTF's trauma-informed approach in questioning Dr. Ford.
Without objection, so ordered.
And a letter from another 116 members of the House asking to delay until all this has been heard.
Without objection, so ordered.
And Dr. Ford has at times been criticized for what she doesn't remember from 36 years ago. But we have numerous experts, including a study by the U.S. Army Military Police School Behavior Sciences Education, that lapses of memory are wholly consistent with severe trauma and stress of assault. I'd ask consent that be entered.
Without objection, so ordered.
And Dr. Ford, I just conclude with this. You do remember what happened, do you not?
Very much so.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Now, Ms. Mitchell for Senator Graham, and then it's my understanding that's where you'd like to take a break.
Does that work for you? Does that work for you as well?
We're here to accommodate you, not
oh,
you accommodate
you.
Us.
I'm used to being collegial.
Okay, go ahead. Ms. Mitchell for Senator Graham.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You told Senator Feinstein in your letter that you and four others were present. You've corrected that today to say it was at least four others. When you were interviewed by the Washington Post, you said that there were four boys present at the party. And then in your polygraph statement, you say there were four boys and two girls. When you say two girls, was that you and another, or was that two other girls?
That was me and one other girl.
And that other girl's name?
Leland.
Leland Kaiser now?
Correct.
Okay. So then would it be fair to say at least PJ, Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, Leland Ingram at the time, and yourself were present?
You're hearing the voice of Rachel Mitchell. She's an outside Republican counsel expert on these sex crimes investigations, asking the questions for the Republicans. Then you're hearing, of course, the Democrats ask their questions, and they bounce back and forth every 5 minutes. More after this. Time out.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's Fall 2018 catalog is now available, featuring nearly 40 auctions, featuring exceptional prime, crop, pasture, and hunting land for sale in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and farm retirement machinery auctions in Carson, Cheyenne, Halliday, Sentinel Butte, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Today by MineralTracker.com. Big day for the folks at the Mineral Tracker. They're doing their big launch party, doing a grand opening, doing a ribbon cutting. 11:30 a.m. is when it starts in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota today at their office, which is the old Cornerstone Bank, McKenzie County Bank Building. It's called the Gen Park Professional Building now. And so that's where all that will happen. Find out more when you check out their website, mineraltracker.com. That's a great app. And I wish I could be there today for the grand opening. Take control of your minerals. Get the app. The pros will go to work for you at mineraltracker.com. All right, so you didn't miss much again during the break. The Republican counsel is basically asking her, you know, you said this in a letter, but is that right? Well, I need to do that a little bit. Really getting details exactly right. Let's listen to more.
The neighborhood.
Okay, could you tell us that?
Yes, it's River Falls.
Okay.
Near the, like, what is the place called? The Naval Research Center on Clara Barton Parkway.
Okay, was that a house or an apartment?
It was at my parents' home.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Durbin.
Mr. Chairman, I ask consent to enter into the record letters of support for Dr. Ford from her classmates at Holton Arms School, 1,200 alumni of the school, 195 of your colleague students and mentors, 1,400 women who, and men who attended D.C. schools, and 50 members of the Yale Law School faculty who are calling for a full FBI investigation. I ask consent to enter these into the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Dr. Ford, as difficult as this experience must be, I want you to know that your courage in coming forward has given countless Americans the strength to face their own life-shattering past and to begin to heal their wounds. By example, you have brought many families into an honest and sometimes painful dialogue that should have occurred a long time ago. I'm sorry for what this has done to you and your family. No one should face harassment, death threats, and disparaging comments by cheap shot politicians simply for telling the truth. But you and your family should know that for every scurrilous charge and every pathetic tweet, there have been thousands of Americans, women and men, who believe you, support you, and thank you for your courage. Watching your experience, it's no wonder that many sexual assault survivors hide their past and spend their lives suffering in pain silence. You had absolutely nothing to gain by bringing these facts to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The fact that you are testifying here today, terrified though you may be, the fact that you have called for an FBI investigation of this incident, the fact that you are prepared to name both Judge Kavanaugh and eyewitness Mark Judge stands in sharp contrast to the obstruction we've seen on the other side. The FBI should have investigated your charges as they did in the Anita Hill hearing, but they did not. Mark Judge should be subpoenaed from his Bethany Beach hideaway and required to testify under oath, but he has not. Judge Kavanaugh, if he truly believes there's no evidence, no witnesses that can prove your case, should be joining us in demanding a thorough FBI investigation, but he has not. Today, you come before this committee and before this nation alone. I know you're joined by counsel and family. The prosecutor on the Republican side will continue to ask questions to test your memory and veracity. After spending decades trying to forget that awful night, it's no wonder your recollection is less than perfect. A polished liar can create a seamless story, but a trauma survivor cannot be expected to remember every painful detail. That's what Senator Leahy has mentioned earlier. One question is critical. In Judge Kavanaugh's opening testimony, which we will hear after you leave, this is what he says. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I am not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. Last night, the Republican staff of this committee released to the media a timeline that shows that they've interviewed two people who claim they were the ones who actually assaulted you. I'm asking you to address this new defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%. In the letter which you sent to Senator Feinstein, you wrote, I have not knowingly seen Kavanaugh since the assault. I did see Mark Judge once at the Potomac Village Safeway, where he was extremely uncomfortable in seeing me. Would you please describe that encounter at the Safeway with Mark Judge and what led you to believe he was uncomfortable?
Yes. I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road. And I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door, because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was, looked like he was working there and arranging the shopping carts. And I said hello to him. And his face was white and very uncomfortable saying hello back. And we had previously been friendly at the times that we saw each other over the previous 2 years, albeit not very many times. We had always been friendly with one another. I wouldn't characterize him as not friendly. He was just nervous and not really wanting to speak with me. He looked a little bit ill.
How long did this occur after the incident?
I would estimate 6 to 8 weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Before we take a break, I can't let what Senator Durbin said. By the way, he's my friend. We work on a lot of legislation together. But you talked about the obstruction from the other side. I cannot let it go by, what you've heard me say so many times, that between July 30th and September 13th, there were 45 days this committee could have been investigating this situation, and her privacy would have been protected. So something happened here in between on your side that the whole country, well, not the whole country should have known about it. No, not know about it. We should have investigated it. But we'll take a break now for 15 minutes.
All right. Wow. You're hearing history unfold here as much of the country hanging on every word. The recess requested by Dr. Ford, who is the California professor that has come forward with the charges. What I find interesting, my analysis of this, and some of you are picking this up in your comments that we're getting so far, is that, you know, the initial Washington Post report, the initial letter talked about a lot of being very vague on details, right? Not really being able to say when, where, everything else. But clearly she's been coached to say, no, it was Brett Kavanaugh, no how, no what. Dates and exact place, I don't know. But boy, it was him. It was him. It was him, and it was that Mark Judge. So that has definitely changed. One of the things that I think the attorney for the Republicans is zeroing in on a little bit as well in this. When we come back, we'll get some more of the hearings, and of course, after Dr. Ford, we're hearing from Judge Kavanaugh. So there's more to come. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Dakota Lazy J Ranch in South Dakota. They have some steers with your name on it. Great tasting, healthy beef waiting for you. Morristown, South Dakota. Check them out at Dakota Lazy J Ranch on Facebook or call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is an incredibly complex and sensitive subject.
A hearing concerning the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh has begun before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In his opening remarks, Chairman Chuck Grassley said both Kavanaugh and the first woman to accuse him of sexual misconduct, Christine Blasey Ford, have been harassed leading up to it.
What they have endured ought to be considered by all of us as unacceptable and a poor reflection on the state of civility.
Kavanaugh, who's strongly denying the allegations against him, will be testifying later after Ford's testimony and departure from the hearing. Figures from the Commerce Department this morning show the nation's economy growing at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, GDP increasing 4.2% annualized during the second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Still in break on the Kavanaugh allegations in recess. What do you think? How's this going? I'm just watching Fox News a little bit during the break, and they're Chris Wallace says this is a disaster for Republicans. I mean, they're giving their time to a prosecutor who's going through these nuanced questions, and meanwhile Democrats are getting things like, you know, what do you remember most? They laughed at me. Do you believe that this actually was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted you? 100%. So they're saying bad for the Republicans, good for the Democrats, and Dr. Ford so far. Obviously, we haven't heard from Judge Kavanaugh, so I'd say it's a little early to say that. But I'm curious what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Texter says, I believe there needs to be an FBI investigation into the finances and lifestyle of all of the Kavanaugh accusers. There's something sinister behind this. Soros? One of the, was it Dr. Ford or was it the second accuser? I forget which. One of them was pictured with Soros at some event. They all run in that crowd. I have to say this, though. I don't know if you can tell us by hearing this, but watching and hearing this woman, she doesn't present herself as sort of sinister and conniving and making this up. I mean, she presents as pretty, I mean, you almost feel sorry for her because she's a little awkward, in her actions. And, you know, the whole bit about, I need caffeine. Can I have a break? And, you know, you don't take it as, you know, sort of sinister and like. She presents well in this story. Now, I see the story changing from what initially came out myself, in that initially she didn't remember anything. And now she remembers a lot and manages to say, well, time and place, I can't remember. But another said, Dr. Ford sounds very well-versed, not because I'm a man, because I'm curious about her civic duty. Now, right? Another says, ooh, Mark Judge has a hideaway? Would that be like a past Kennedy compound? Yeah, by the way, Dick Durbin is the lowest form of politician on earth, if you ask me. He's just a conniving, sniveling little, over there with his FBI. Joe Biden agreed that you don't use the FBI for this kind of thing. Why don't you call Joe Biden, your buddy, Dick Durbin? But, you know, Durbin was trying to take a slam at Judge, who, by the way, his life has been ruined in this, too. So what did he do? He just said, I'm out of here. Why don't you stay with a friend? And, of course, that's the whole Beach House reference. So that's what you got there. Let's go to Brent on the road here, and then we'll see who's on line two. Daniel, you can grab that one. Brent, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'm curious if I wonder when she talks about encountering Mark Judge at the grocery store, if Mr. Judge's embarrassment or surprise encountering her was more so related to the fact that as a privileged boys' school East Coast elitist, he was caught actually working a job as a cart jockey, and not so much embarrassed by what had allegedly happened 6 or 8 weeks prior.
Well, you nailed that. I've never in a million years made that connection, but you're right. This is the, you know, oh, these rich kids, these girls, trust fund babies, and, you know, here he is working at a grocery store. Very good point. Very, very, very good point. She might have been a little taken aback by that. And, you know, I even thought on her allegation there on, we'll find out when he was working there. Well, if you knew he was working there and you walked in, that doesn't really mean anything. You know, I mean, what does that tell us? It doesn't tell us this happened because you happen to see him at a grocery store, right? I mean, that's.
I think that was her perception of the encounter is there's all kinds of awkward encounters when you're a teenager. You know, it's for her to pinpoint it back to that school that my other take on this thing with up the stairs and into the bedroom, that whole episode might have been 25 seconds by the time the kid jumped on the bed and whatnot. It's not like if boys will be boys, child's play, it's goofing around, and I don't know. So far, I don't think there's a whole lot of
I don't know. I always hesitate as a man to say what a woman would feel in that case. But I thought the same thing. That's why I've said a few times. You know, he's saying it didn't happen. Judge Kavanaugh is saying it didn't happen. What didn't happen? The fact that he was trying to rape this woman, right? And through them, that's what he's saying didn't happen. Now I don't know. You know, he's not been at this party. Don't know what you're talking about. Don't know the time. Give me the date. I have my calendar. I don't know. But I've said, look. This could be a version of, you know, no big deal. Now, again, it might have been perceived to be, to her, much, much worse, but to these two guys jumping on a bed and then jumping off and in a half a minute they're off, is that a disqualifier for the Supreme Court, given his record, given his squeaky clean FBI, file as well? I don't think so, Brent, right?
She sure didn't elaborate why she wanted a second front door for her home. Did she think the men in black suits were going to come looking for her or something, or what?
Definitely weird. I don't imagine Saturday Night Live is going to touch this with a 10-foot pole, given the fact we're talking about an allegation of sexual harassment from years ago. But that would definitely be a Saturday Night Live a part of this event. No doubt about that. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate it. Jack and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, see, I'd just like to say that, it's too bad that we can't be a little more concerned with what our president said last night or yesterday afternoon in regard to getting innocence and making sure that people are innocent until proven guilty, somewhat like our Constitution says, rather than the other way around. And I think the Democrats on the Senate committee probably should think about that a little bit. And Chairman Grassley absolutely had it correct when he said they've had very adequate time in order to investigate as they wished.
Speaking of the Democrats on this committee, Jack, they don't care about this woman. I can say that with certainty. They don't care about this woman. They don't care about anything other than stopping anybody that might go on the court and tip the balance on Roe versus Wade because they have an insatiable appetite to allow abortion on demand in this country. That's what they're for. That has consumed Dianne Feinstein. That's why she won't retire at 85. She's running for re-election at 85 because the woman can't kill enough babies, can't take enough money from Planned Parenthood. That sounds crass. That sounds rude. It's true. That's their insatiable appetite. It's every one of them. That's what this is about. So she's just an ends to a means. Agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely agree. And you know, it's not just Professor Ford that's suffering, and you can't forget that either. Judge Kavanaugh is severely suffering, probably more than she. And the opposing side, the Democrats, are certainly not going to consider his feelings or the problems he has because this lady has chose to make this public to the senator in July.
Yeah, and, you know, this is also helpful to get people like Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who is like, I mean, she is in the witness protection program. Her picture's on a milk carton somewhere. She's so hiding on this issue. I mean, she's not touching this with a 10-foot pole, right? So if they can get enough doubt then they bring people like Heidi Heitkamp and others who are not with Trump anyway, but feel like they need to for the election. But I can go back that way. Democrats, on this committee are gone. They said long before this hearing they were gone. They weren't voting for this woman. They've made up their mind. So back to the point of the president: innocent until proven guilty. Not a tenant. Democrats are willing to take on in any way, shape, or form. Appreciate your call, Jack. Let me get Tim on the road in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, yes. Thank you for taking my call, Scott. My comment is this: President Trump made a grave mistake back when he was picking these Supreme Court nominees. I knew exactly this was going to happen. He should have picked a lady that he was considering, because that would have put the monkey on their back. They would have had to show themselves for what they are, and what, and you're exactly right, this is about Roe versus Wade, and that's the whole crux of it.
But it wouldn't have mattered, though. I hear your point, Tim. I just don't think it would have mattered. They'd have found something on a female candidate. And by the way, there's talk that there's one teed up next for the Ginsburg, and I think the thought was replace a female with a female. And so that's why they chose to order it with Kavanaugh, who's so impeccable in his record, and having been on the D.C. Court of Appeals, there really wasn't anything they could do. So they've got to drum up, some charge at the 11th hour. So that's the game they're playing. That's what they're playing.
Yeah, but it would have put the onerous on them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just think my only point is they would have. I don't disagree with you that it would have been a tougher job for Democrats to destroy a female's reputation, but they would have found a way. That's all I'm saying. Because, again, all they care about is keeping abortion legal. They love the idea that we can kill unborn children in this country.
I totally agree with that. But it would have shown them for what they really are.
That's true. That's true, Tim.
It would have been more clear for the country. Yeah.
Good point. For folks that don't follow us as closely as you and I, maybe you're right. Texters, what do you have to say here? I think we should get a comparison of her lecture voice versus her little girl voice she's using today. Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? I did think there was something, I don't know, in the voice that was like acting or something. I don't know. It was just a little bit odd, but fair comparison. And then we'll see whether or not that's unfair criticism. Another texter: I'm not buying it. She's an accomplished doctor, coached to speak like a teenage girl. Wow, there's a little consensus building here. I find it curious that her need for marriage counseling right after Romney said he was considering Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court and during an election. Yeah, that's because you remember that when this first came up was 2012, and Romney mentioned Kavanaugh, and then all of a sudden we're at marriage counseling, and then the seeds were planted. Drama queen, says another on the assessment. Another says she is psychotic. Yes, I'm labeling. Wow, you are. Todd, you didn't label. Nothing you said during this whole thing was labeling. Another texter says, of course she's 100% sure now. She can't afford to be unsure anymore. Fair point. Fair point. What's going on right there? It's my civic duty to cry, said somebody else.
Oh.
Ouch. Myron and Crosby, 30 seconds for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Todd brought it up last Friday on the Terry Fire Cafe. I think she's mad because he gave her Skittlepox.
Skittlepox. Tom, can you explain this?
Okay.
I remember at the McCain
funeral. We were at the powerhouse in Hazen, and they had a drink, a Skittles slushy thing, whatever.
Yeah.
This, the harkening back to the TV commercial where the boy gives the girl Skittles and then she ends up with Skittles pox. And
maybe it's all about that. How about that?
You had to be there, but
back to
thanks, Myron. That was awesome.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's back. The 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoven, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, and the hearing is now just resumed. Judge Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, doctor, professor from California at Palo Alto, talking about her accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. Professional prosecutor asking her questions related to really technical details of her points. Very, very interesting, because the Democrats are sort of doing the political, you know, you're wonderful and we should investigate this with the FBI. And, you know, your memory's solid, and the Republicans are just letting this prosecutor get into details. So let's see the question where it goes here.
You actually had written in, and this is one of the corrections I referred to early, and then you crossed that out. Later in your interview with the Washington Post, you were more specific. You believed it occurred in the summer of 1982, and you said the end of your sophomore year.
Yes.
You said the same thing, I believe, in your prepared statement. How were you able to narrow down the time frame?
I can't give the exact date, and
I would like to be more helpful about the date, and if I knew when Mark Judge worked at the Potomac Safeway, then I would be able to be more helpful in that way. So I'm just using memories of when I got my driver's license. I was 15 at the time, and I did not drive home from that party or to that party. And once I did have my driver's license, I liked to drive myself. So
I assume the legal driving age was 16?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've talked about attending therapy. In your text to the Washington Post dated 7-6, mm-hmm. So that's the very first statement we have from you, you put in there, quote, have therapy records talking about it. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I understand that. Did you already have your therapy records at that time?
I had looked at them online to see if they existed, yes.
Okay, so this was something that was available to you via a computer, like a patient portal?
Actually, no, it was in the office of a provider.
Okay.
She helped me go through the record to locate whether I had had record of this conversation that I had remembered.
Did you show a full or partial set of those marriage therapy records to the Washington Post?
I don't remember. I remember summarizing for her what they said. So I'm not quite sure if I actually gave her the record.
Okay. So it's possible that the reporter did not see these notes.
I don't know if she's, I can't recall whether she saw them directly or if I just told her what they said.
Okay. Have you shown them to anyone else besides your counsel?
Just the counsel.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that Brett Kavanaugh's name is not listed in those notes?
His name is not listed in those notes.
Would it also be fair to say that the therapist notes that we've been talking about say that there were four boys in the room?
It describes the sexual assault, and it says erroneously by four boys. So the therapist got the content of it wrong.
And you corrected that to the Washington Post reporter, correct?
Correct.
Senator Whitehouse.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Dr. Blasey Ford. A lot of people are proud of you today. From a prosecutor's eye view, one of the hardest things that we have to do is to speak to somebody who's come forward with an allegation of sexual assault and let them know that we can't provide the evidence to go forward to trial. It's a hard day for the prosecutor to do that. And so both because making a sincere and thorough investigative effort is such an important consolation to the victim in that circumstance, and because it's what you're obliged to do professionally, sincere and thorough investigation is critical to these claims in a prosecutor's world. It may be the most basic thing that we owe a victim or a witness coming forward is to make sure that we give them a full, thorough, and sincere investigation. You have met all of the standards of what I might call preliminary credibility with your initial statement. You have vivid, specific, and detailed recollections, something prosecutors look for. Your recollections are consistent with known facts. You made prior consistent statements, something else prosecutors and lawyers look for. You were willing to and did take a lie detector test, and you were willing to...
Evidently, he's not going to be asking her any questions. He's going to be making some statements, but that's pretty much what we can expect from the Democrats who are not interested in getting to the bottom of this. They're interested in getting Judge Kavanaugh off the, the docket here. That's what's happening. I'll squeeze in one more quick call here because we're about out of time. Dorothy in Fargo, what's your take on all of this?
Yes. I, as a teenager, something happened to me that was so, inappropriate. You could call it an assault. One of the things is someone who has had that kind of experience does not greet someone who is a part of that. I did everything I could to avoid that person. She talked
about. So you're
about
saying the fact that she's going to the Safeway or she's seeing these folks after.
And she greeted him.
Yeah, it makes you a little suspicious. Interesting.
It makes me very suspicious.
Thank you, Dorothy. Appreciate that. Sheila and Bismarck, sorry we didn't get to you, but we'll do it first up tomorrow live from Hustas in Minot. More coverage of this coming up. Stay right here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.